is by Shesika Prabhu. Hit it. This is a bittersweet day. The bitterness is obviously due to the great loss of Prabhupada in our individual lives and for the world. And the sweetness is Brihabhagavatamrita. It is said, if we become mindful of someone whom we miss, then that person is there in some ways. So Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale. Please join me. Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pachanine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satanine. Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Go Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Yes. Like this. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. Once Srila Prabhupada mentioned that there is one verse in the entire Vedic scripture which is the most important one. One single verse he picked, he chose from the whole storehouse of Vedic knowledge and said, this is the essence. You all, there are a few very learned devotees, first and foremost. I know that Vaisheshika Prabhu's command over verses is just really phenomenal. It is, you can go into the Guinness record for remembering verses, I think. So I will not ask him because he will know. But what would you say if what could be the essence of the Vedic scriptures? Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna. You must be a disciple of our devotee. Good, your good name, Patitam Pavan Prabhu, has marked the verse. Yasya Deva Parabhaktiya Yata Deva Tata Guru Tasyaita Katita Hyata Prakashante Mahatmana. It's from the Svetashvatara Upanishads, 6.23, and it says, only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the Spiritual Master are all the imports of the Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Please take note. You need to have a dual faith. I don't know if this is the right English way. You have to have faith in two. In the Spiritual Master and in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then something can take place which is so important on the genuine path of Krishna consciousness, a revelation can take place. Revelation means from an inaccessible place, something is given to you. That is a revelation. No, it is, revelations are independent of the one to whom they are revealed, in the sense that the one who has a revelation has not done anything to make it happen. It is given to him as a gift from above. No? My dear devotees, you can study the books, you can do many things, but the full understanding will blossom in your heart only when it is given to you. And that is, it will be given to you when you have placed your faith in the Spiritual Master, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada marked this as the essence of the entire body of spiritual knowledge. There's another verse in the Bhagavatam which highlights this again. It is like this. Naisham matistavat uru kramangrim sprisyat yanata pagamo yadata mahiya sampado rajobhishekam nishkinchananam navrinita yavat. This will sound very drastic for the Western mind. And it sounded very, very drastic to Hiranyakashipu when Prahlad Maharaj told him how the spiritual knowledge which he had of spiritual realization is possible. Please listen with curious attention. Unless, or you could say only if, they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava who is completely freed from material contamination. Unless they do this, persons very much inclined towards materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who's glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way, smearing the dust upon the body, can one be freed from material contamination.
So what?
So what does this mean? Does this mean to take it, the dust like this? Oh, I forgot some places. What does this mean? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains. He says, what does smearing our bodies with the dust of a Vaishnava mean? Remember, that's the only way in which one can become Krishna conscious. He says, this means washing ourselves in the good example of their Vaishnav behavior and their knowledge. Then only our intelligence will touch the Lord's lotus feet. The angle is too, now it won't fall. So, have you understood? What is the process? Wash yourself with the example, study the example of a pure Vaishnava and the knowledge. Then only will you be able to leave with your intelligence the confines of material understanding, the prison of perception in which you're presently locked up, and touch or reach or access Krishna as he is. By the way, it's always good to be in contact with Braj Raj. That is also very good. So, such a devotee, where this works, is described by Prabhupada in the Prabhupada to the 12th chapter of the Gita. A devotee, this high caliber, no, does not live on the material plane. He lives in Krishna. He lives in Krishna. So, placing our faith in such a devotee means let us study his behavior as he walked through life. Let us listen to his words as he spoke or as he has written this in his written things. My dear devotees, I think many of those talented speakers who come after me will give us snips and snippets of Srila Prabhupada's words of knowledge. I want to leave this for others. I think it's every year it's done like this, at least. I would like to draw your attention to Prabhupada's outstanding example. I once asked Shruti Kirta, please help me. Shruta Kirti Prabhu, in your dealings with Prabhupada, was there a difference between Prabhupada before the door and behind the door? What I meant is, was there a difference between how Prabhupada presented himself and the words of Krishna consciousness to the world and what he did in a private when no one saw him? I mean, the servant will have seen him, that is between, behind the locked door of his room. And Shruta Kirti thought for a while. He said, in terms of following what he said, there was no difference. Only the Prabhupada in his room was very kind. He gave me a donation when my child was born. I should buy him some golden necklace. Yes, thank you. And very human, human always, but very kind and personal. And of course, when he sat on the Vyasasan, he presented and so on. When I saw Srila Prabhupada's example in Schloss Rettershof, he stayed with us for a time which felt like eternity. I don't really know. It must be 2 weeks or so, really long in Germany. Because of doing his BBT work, translating from English to German, devotees were so kind to allow me to sit before his door and do my translation or editing or whatever, or proofreading before the door. And And remember, the sometimes energetic German devotees tread like an angel here. Don't make such noise and so on. So I was there, and I had an opportunity, being very curious, to study Prabhupada behind the door. I often heard him singing in his room, singing. It was a double sound isolated door. I don't know all the things he sang. Some I recognized, some bhajans I opened the first door. There were two doors, so the first door. He was often singing, my dear devotees. He lived in Krishna. He was in Krishna. One time, I saw him coming out of his door. It was during the afternoon when the majority of our temple devotees were either sleeping or were on Sankirtan, so it was very peaceful. And my dear devotees, who can forget Prabhupada when he was private? He just moved out of his room. His face was very totally absorbed. He was very erect. I saw his eyes were moist. Moist means wet with some deep thought. And he would walk slowly, and he really, I've never seen a person move like this with a certain graciousness. If I would have been able to, I always wanted to lie down on the floor and see if his feet touched the door, a floor, but then I would have disturbed him with this unusual position. So I controlled myself. He was very absorbed. And I could see he was not alone. There was a presence in his heart or with him that made him move, that made him absorbed like this. In a letter to one devotee, Trivikram Maharaj, I think at that time not yet, written in December 1974, I don't know, maybe he was at that time. What? He was, 74, Trivikram Maharaj. You can see a little bit of the hidden place in Prabhupada's heart. This is the letter. Brahmananda Swami, he says, seem to think that you need more men there. And then he quotes the telegram from Brahmananda. Trivikram alone, more men required urgently. I do not understand what he means by alone. What is this alone? Vaishnava is never alone. When I first came to the United States, I was seemingly alone for 1 year. But I never felt alone. I always felt the presence of my Guru Maharaj. Myself, I was cooking, I was printing books, I was selling books, everything, seemingly alone. But I did not lose my determination. Actually, you should know this. You are never alone. Now, psychologically, The feeling of being alone is one of the greatest trouble for us. That's why no one can refrain from using their mobile telephone even for a moment. Maybe you're using it now. Yes, spotted one. It might be that you did some important things. Please don't take offense. But it is a fact psychologically that if someone feels entirely abandoned by God and the world, they say in poetry, it's a very, very difficult situation. Therefore, the fear of being alone and the fear of death are shoulder on shoulder in terms of fears. Only a great soul who has been able to touch the Lord's lotus feet, or who touching the lotus feet, who is in other words in the best company of Krishna, can overcome this problem. When you are afraid of being alone by yourself, it means you are in very bad company. You need to do something. You didn't catch it. We are only with people in a room whom we trust. When we are with a rascal in a room, we are very bad. So when you sit alone in your room and you feel ill at ease, it means you are in bad company. You need to change something in your personality. And this is very important. Therefore, Bhurijan Prabhu, he has designed a new retreat, alone with Krishna. I said to him, people will be afraid of this title, alone with Krishna, especially our Hare Krishna Hare Ramas. They can't do be alone. And then no mobile telephone. Why don't you call it together with Krishna? It's the same, but no. Let us call it alone with Krishna. My dear devotees, only someone who is together with Krishna can be alone. And this is what Srila Prabhupada's example is there. In the CC, he talks, Tulasi parikrama kara tulasi sevana nirantara Krishna nama kariha kirtana. After planting the tulsi tree before your house, you should daily circumambulate that tulasi plant. Serve her by giving her what? Water, yes, and other things, incense, flowers, and continuously chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then Prabhupada gives instructions how we should do this. He says, a small cottage can be constructed without any expenditures. Four logs serving as pillars can be secured by any man from the forest. The roof can be covered with leaves and one can cleanse the inside. Thus one can live very peacefully. In any condition, any person can live in a small cottage, plant a tulasi tree, water it in the morning, offer it prayers, and continuously chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Thus, one can make vigorous spiritual advancement. This is not at all difficult. So here you can see Prabhupada's heartbeat a little bit. I will come to draw to the close now. Once, my dear devotees, I climbed up his balcony from outside, free climbing, and came on his balcony when he was resting, and I wanted to see what is he doing when he's sleeping. Is he sleeping differently? And I went to the window. It was a little open, and he and I could see him lying down in bed. He was facing me, and I heard Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What is the Hare Krishna people always take every opportunity to chant? You have not chanted? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He was sleeping and he was chanting. He lives in Krishna. So I looked with that, you know, wide open mouth, staring glance, you know, exactly the, how a person looks, which goes totally on your nerves. And Prabhupada just opened one eyes and just looked at me. He had become aware of me, and his glance said, enough. So I hurried over the balcony, and then again climbed down the lightning conductor. I had the information I needed, I wanted. Yes, so this is our Prabhupada. He lives in Krishna. And but he has, in order to Yasya Deva Tathagaro serve his spiritual master, left Vrindavan, where he was perfectly satisfied, and gone to the West, associated with people who were so different from him, let's say it like this, to give them Krishna consciousness, because he is a living example of following this verse, only unto those souls who have implicit faith in both the spiritual master and the supreme personality of Godhead, are all the imports, the important things, the content of the Vedic scripture automatically revealed. No? He lived that by his example. I will end with one prayer to Prabhupada. I learned this from Indrajumna Maharaj. I offer my obeisances to my spiritual master, who gave me beautiful Kanti Mala, effulgent Tilak, the beautiful form of a devotee. Give me this life of a devotee, and who offered me his shelter. In one of his hands, he is holding my hand, and with the other hand, he is holding the lamp of knowledge, which helps me to cross over the dark ocean of the material world. So does, here's the poem who wrote, says, my guru deserves the greatest respect, because only he can rescue one in a blinking of an eye. I bow down to him again and again and again. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.